AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The Malaysian Airlines passenger jet that vanished almost a year ago was lost in an accident, Malaysia says this morning. Malaysia says it's allowed to declare the disappearance of MH370 an accident under international civil aviation regulations. This will allow relatives of those on board to move ahead with compensation claims. MH370 is presumed to have crashed in the southern Indian Ocean off the coast of Western Australia, though no sign of it has ever been found. Now to the Air Asia jet that crashed into the Java Sea a month ago with 162 people on board. Investigators say the co-pilot was at the controls, struggling to recover from a stall as warnings sounded. He had less experience than the pilot who'd flown fighter jets in the past. Investigators are still not sure what part, if any, weather played in that tragedy. The Jordanian pilot captured months ago by Islamic militants may have just hours to live. The Islamic State group is threatening to kill him in a new recording apparently made by another hostage, the Japanese journalist Kenji Goto.
If Sajida al-Rishawi is not ready for exchange for my life at the Turkish border by Thursday sunset, 29th of January, Mosul time, the Jordanian pilot Muaz al-Kasasba will be killed immediately.
It's not clear in this message whether the militants are also threatening to kill the Japanese hostage, which they have threatened to do in the past. Now to New York, snowy Long Island.
It's about 30 inches. I had about 34 on my deck. The streets are, you can see, 2 feet, 3 feet high.
That's Valerie Schroeder on Long Island. This is AP Radio News. Here's good news for anyone who wants to buy a house or a car. It doesn't look as if the Fed's going to raise interest rates anytime soon.
The Fed, wrapping up its policy meeting, says it will remain patient in raising interest rates from record lows, even as the U.S. economy pushes closer to full recovery. That's because inflation remains well below the 2% target, and the Fed noted in its statement that the factors holding down inflation, like plunging energy prices and a cooling global economy, have intensified. Many economists had predicted a Fed rate hike in June, but some are pushing back that timetable. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Financially struggling Detroit is bulldozing tens of thousands of homes to fight blight, but it's finding that squatters are living in some of those homes. One homeless woman tells us, you cut the grass, you do a little painting, and you try to keep the place up. She sees it as community service. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.